to hour number four. We have a state rep coming on, one of the states that's introducing legislation, four states that have passed legislation, like Oklahoma, to kick the feds out of martial law is declared. He's joining us coming up in the next segment. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Jake in Salt Lake City, Utah. You're on the air, sir. Thanks for calling.
I appreciate it, Alex. First time caller, long time listener, bud.
Good to have you on board.
I loved what you said in Endgame as far as the answer to 1984 being 1776. I think that starts on the local level. I think that, you know, everybody listening out there needs to be a part of at least three groups. You know, 10 to 20 people meet weekly. Just compare notes. Also, you're pushing...
Yeah, just start meeting and everything will roll forward from there.
Exactly. You're pushing for a lot of people, you know, planting seeds, having gardens, having self-sufficiency with food storage. The problem is you're not going to be awake 24 hours a day. You really need to have security systems when the, you know, military comes through with their defoliants.
But, I mean, more than just getting ourselves ready, because I'm not even doing that a lot for myself. Mm-hmm. We've got to do something, food, water, guns, things like that, is try to wake up and expose the globalists, because if their agenda gets discredited, the whole thing will stall. What they're
Absolutely.
Doing is a very dangerous maneuver. They don't stand a very good chance of being able to play it all out.
I mean,
they intend to probably fail, then they just try again. This is an eternal battle.
Take H.R. 45, for example. You know, they're trying to limit, you know, misdemeanor access. They did that 5 years ago with Lautenberg, you know, as far as domestic violence cases go. So I'm with you, bro.
No, I hear you. What's up?
The last thing I wanted to get to was there's a lot of movement with the Minuteman organization, specifically regarding the borders. I know you're down in Texas, so you deal with that a little more than I do in Salt Lake here, but they are letting them through, the feds. We're talking ICE, the FBI. They're
No, the border's wide open. It's all fake. I mean, Houston's released hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens every year that they arrest out of their jails. They tell the cops don't even arrest them.
Anyway, I appreciate the time. I'm going to let you get back to it. That was it.
All right, speaking of that, later after the state rep's on with us, I have an article here where 16 illegals sue Arizona rancher. They robbed his house. Other ones did. Killed his cattle. Did a bunch of stuff. And they're saying you're not allowed to kick people off your land if they're illegal aliens. Illegal aliens are above the law. 16 illegals sue Arizona rancher. And I interviewed this rancher years ago. So we're going to be having him on and covering that. Let's go to Issa in Los Angeles, California. You're on the air. Going once, going twice, Issa. Arthur in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Okay.
Hello.
Yes,
hey,
go ahead,
how you
Arthur.
Doing?
Good.
Is this Mr. Alex?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Oh, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I'd like to thank you for letting me be on your wonderful radio show. First of all, I'd like to congratulate you. Love the content you was given to the world about the economy. And what I feel as though what people need to do, they need to learn how to create their own economy in a bad economy. Because the U.S. dollar is toxic, and all currencies are backed by gold, silver, oil, and land. So what people need to focus on, they need to learn how to become sellers of commodities, like real money, like gold, silver, oil, land, copper, food, and water. When you go to the grocery stores, you purchase goods, which is food and water. And what people need to learn how to do is get on the side of that and learn how to become sellers of commodities.
Yeah, people need to quit going to all these ball games and screwing around and worrying about wearing the cool clothes. People have got to get serious on waking people up and getting themselves prepared. We personally take care of ourselves and get ready. We also reach out and scream bloody murder so that the globalists can't get away with their agenda.
Right, exactly. So the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank is basically a joke. And the U.S. Federal Reserve is nothing in reserve and is nothing federal. It's basically a private bank that's owned by private stockholders and is basically run purely on private profit. So if that's the case, then where you have the blue-collar workers and the white-collar workers, where taxes are coming out of their paychecks, and we all one paycheck away from being bankrupt, those taxes is going right back into that private sector. So if people...
Tell you what, stay there. I got a guest coming up, but if you want to hold till after that, we'll go to you because this is so important what you're talking about. Yes, it's all illegitimate.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm looking at the screen of Infowars.com, the Newsweek headline, "We are all socialists now." This isn't socialism where foreign offshore banks come in and bankrupt the economy, create fiat money, and give it to the public. Most of us aren't even going to the public. This is feudalism. This is serfs. It should read, "We're all feudal serfs now." This happens a lot with state reps. Our next guest, Representative Matt Shea, is on the floor right now and should be voting in the next few minutes and should be in here with us to talk about, well, the report that Kurt Nimmo did last week, increasing number of states declaring sovereignty. It was 8 states. Now several more are doing it, saying no to martial law. Then I have some of the state bill examples here where they say we're saying no to martial law, we're not going into the FEMA camps, we're not going along with this system. But while we wait for the state rep to join us, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Arthur in PA, you were finishing up with a comment about the Federal Reserve is private and created all this debt. We pay our taxes to them, which you write your check out to the private Federal Reserve with the IRS. You were going to add a point, but we hit the break there. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead and finish up your point.
Well, basically, I was actually saying that with all the taxes that's coming out of people that's blue-collar workers and white-collar workers, including the rich, all of that money is going right back into the private sector, which is the U.S. Federal Reserve is a banking cartel. And it's made up a bunch of savvy international investors. designed that way. It was written that way when they passed that law back in 1913, which would be the Federal Act. That's when the U.S.
Yeah, they take our tax money, and then private groups get it and invest it and buy everything up.
Right, exactly. So what you're doing, and, you know, what I was saying, that people have learned to become sellers of commodities, with especially informational products, and I was looking at your website the other day. I was very impressed by what I've seen. You need to basically get the information out there to educate the people. And, you know, I also teach people on how to hedge their own money. So you're putting your money into something that's going to survive a currency crash, like silver. Silver is an industrial precious metal, and gold is hoarder. Silver is consumed. So I'm basically investing into a precious metal that's consumed throughout the whole entire world.
So, well, metals have certainly done a lot better than all the other major commodities and investments, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Good points, Arthur. Let's talk. We got Arthur, and then down here we got Merlin. We got Arthur and Merlin on the air today with us.
You have done well, Lord Arthur, said Merlin Pendragon.
It was actually Arthur Pendragon, and then Merlin, I guess, didn't have a last name. Let's talk to Scott in Seattle. We'll get to Merlin in a moment. Scott, you're on the air.
Alex, it's an honor to speak with you, and I predict when the smoke clears, you're going to be regarded as a hero. But my reason for calling is to ask you to predict more specifically the progression of events that might unfold resulting from the steps being taken by the current cast of controllers.
Well, you know, I tried to cover that in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, you know, made 2 years ago, and we break down exactly what they're doing now and what their final agenda is. It's destroy the economy, make us feudal serf slaves, stage terror attacks against shadowy, non-existent enemies, so they have a pretext to use police state crackdown measures on the public, and then start forcing more vaccines on people that publicly kill you, and then just institutionalizing that you take the shots and you get handicapped or died. Then they'll start having controlled biological releases on the cities. Even if the military found out about it and said no, the entire military is going to be robotic drones and combat mechs by 2012, almost all the fighters will be. So they're converting it over to a technocracy that a tiny elite can control. Everything's being designed worldwide so a tiny group can rule the planet through monetary, religious, economic, military.
And let me ask you one more. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you one more question. Being that the system, our monetary system, is based on a central bank and the Federal Reserve and the fiat money system, have you heard anything about redemption in law where one secures their straw man through filing their UCC-1, and how effective would you think that would be in shutting down this program they've implemented for years?
It's not real. The only thing that works in that is that if you drop out of the system and stop paying taxes, there's now over 45 million non-filers who are of working age, according to federal numbers I've recently seen. It was 30 million just 5-6 years ago. It's now over 40 million. I believe it's above 45 million, but you can Google those numbers. And so that's why they want the cashless society. The no-fly list with all these innocent people, over a million on it, Homeland Security admits, I'll never forget Governor Ridge on C-SPAN saying it, to have a job you'll have to have that national ID card that's really globally standardized. They're going to have a national sales tax, which is going to be graduated, so poor folks won't have to pay it, but you've got to swipe your card to assess how much sales tax you're supposed to pay and what bracket. And so even if you're not in the bracket, if you fall below that, you've still got to swipe your card. It isn't even about the tax. It's about tracking everything you buy, sell, and do. So I've noticed gyms, libraries, government buildings make you thumb scan the clock in and out. Tanning salons now, people told me about it, and I walked into one the other day and looked, and there was the dark tans they have it here in Austin. They make you thumbprint when you're a member. And I've heard the corporate documents from these big biometric consortium conferences that they've had, these conventions they've had, where they say everything will be tracked, everything will be traced. It's Pentagon designed. The Pentagon writes the basic parameters and the rules under Patriot Act compliance, and everybody just adopts it. So what's going to happen is there is no law. There is no getting around it. They're not following the law. They will just send armed thugs after you if you don't pay the taxes. But because so many people said no and aren't doing it, they're now moving to try to block barter. They're trying to shut down farms and ranches with animal ID, premises ID, so you've got to be registered and have the they're running ID tag ads on the news saying you've got to have them in your animal, though there's no law. I heard that on KLBJ last night out of there doing the syndicated Sunday show, and you know, heard the ad from the Department of Agriculture saying, get the great tracker tag for your cow, the 440 or something. I mean, it's just everywhere to shut down barter, and then you won't be able to get barter, and it's going to be a serious prison sentence if you're caught. They're trying to pass laws to shut down, you know, just even garage sales. And then you're going to have that national ID card, your driver's license or ID. They're going to swipe that, and even if you have money in the bank, it's a no-buy list. It's a no-travel list, and you think, well, I'll just get in my car and drive down the road. The license plate reading cameras will then identify your car. They will face scan when you get out of the car. These cameras are already up nationwide for at least 8-9 years, testing them 15 years ago. It'll be scanned that you're not the face that matches with that car, and all units will be called. You'll have all these government minions who couldn't get other jobs as paramilitary police. An armored wagon will pull up. You're going to be somebody traveling without your proper code. They're going to pull out automatic weapons. If you resist, they're going to kill you. Then they're going to take you in the vehicle. They're going to take you to a FEMA camp.
Okay. Alex, I sure appreciate the fight, man. You're a true soldier, and you're really inspiring fight for us up here in Washington. Thank you very much. God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you. And what's going to happen is, at first, people, they're going to do it, you know, they arrest you now sometimes if you're on the no-fly list. You're like, but I've done nothing wrong. They go ahead and take you into custody. That's just acclimating you to be lined up, to be searched, to take your shoes off. It'll start happening at checkpoints on the road. Well, we're here to stop illegal aliens, but they'll kind of wink, wink to them. They'll grab citizens, and people will get let out of the camps, and they'll be, yeah, they're not that bad. You get processed in, they get you ID'd, and then if you get caught again without the ID, take Fallujah. The Pentagon admitted in MIT Technology Magazine a year ago. Well, a year ago, I was picking up food at the Cypress Grill. I'm just giving you the propaganda's everywhere. I sit down, the food's not ready yet. I sit down at the bar, order a beer, and I'm sitting there, and there's a rack of magazines, and it's MIT magazine from like 2 years before. So it's probably a three-year-old magazine, but it was last year, and I flip it open. I already knew all this, but it was the Pentagon admitting they designed this face-scanning camera control grid to track everything we're doing and how they use it in Iraq to control people and how in Fallujah, this has also been on NBC News, if you don't have your ID card, they tell everybody, you must leave the city, we're going to level it. They destroyed over half of it. Everybody that didn't leave, they went in and killed. They used robots, microwave guns, everything on record. Swords. Don't believe me, little combat robots are called swords. They go in, shoot nerve gas on you. They've got microwave guns. They've got machine guns. They've got mortars. They send in the robots. They send in the troops. They kill everybody. Then those that are allowed to come back in, if they've been interrogated and tortured in the camp they built outside, they send them into Fallujah. They send the people back in, but they give them an ID with a face scan, so they already have their face. Even if you lose the ID, they've got your face, a thumbprint, a handprint, and your name. And they told them, and this was on NBC News. It was 1 week before Tom Brokaw retired, because I've got the video here at the office. We played it. And he said proudly, he said, if you're caught without your card, you are killed on the spot. Now, those troops have now done that in every Iraqi city, and they're coming back home to America. And if you're caught without the card, they just line you up and shoot you. And that's come out that the troops do that. And then the internal directives from the Army and the Marines came out. They're all told to carry extra arms in their cars in case media's around. They drop a gun. They drop a rifle at the scene of each person. So they execute you. And they're going to come back and be police officers. You don't have your card? Line him up. You son of a bitch, traitor. Boom! Right in the back of the head. Yeah, go. Yeah, all right. Good job. Didn't you see his brains go all over the place? Damn right. Let's go to the topless bar. Hell yeah. Let's go, baby. That's how we take down America. Okay, so that's how this works. And you think I'm joking? You thought I was joking about everything else that's come true. I'm telling you, that's what they want here. It's all Pentagon designed. Let's say you don't even know you're on the list, you know, as this is all breaking down. You go in, you swipe your card to get some baby diapers or food or whatever, and they just go, oh, your card's not working. And they know the police are on their way. And all of a sudden, you just stand up. They walk you outside, take you to a FEMA camp. And if you resist, they shock you. You wake up from the taser. You're in the back of an Army truck, hog-tied with foreign troops laughing at you. The last thing you see before they break your neck is a big guy walk right over and go, "Die, you son of a bitch!" And they break your neck.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hey, you know, FEMA took over part of the Highland Mall, and we've got video of it. We played, but Joey V, my new producer, he took some photos on his iPhone. He thought it was a movie they were filming. They had all these people practicing lining up and going into the little FEMA center.
Someone to hear your prayers.
So we're going to have him in at the very end of the show to talk about that and cover that. State rep's supposed to call in here any minute. Oh, great. We have him right now. Representative Matt Shea out of Washington is our guest. He has a degree in history and politics, a political science graduate, Gonzaga University School of Law. And he's also a distinguished military graduate, and it goes on and on. Was in the platoon leader, 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment, Bosnia-Herzegovina. He's one of the sponsors. In fact, I guess he is the author of this bill. We'll find out from him during this segment and the next. And this whole week we've got state reps on. Charles Key tomorrow. Some of these bills, like the one in New Hampshire, says we won't allow martial law, gun confiscation, establishment of martial law, forced servitude. All of that is right there. So I wanted to get the state rep out of Washington on, Matt Shea. Representative, good to have you on with us.
Thank you for having me.
So I've got the text of your bill here, too. Tell us why you're doing this, having declared that the state is not going to go along with the New World Order.
Well, I think the front cover of Newsweek speaks volumes for why we're doing this. The front cover of Newsweek this morning, for the listeners that maybe haven't seen it, says in big, bold letters, we are socialists. We are all socialists now. And I think that that type of federal government intervention and overreaching is exactly why state governments are starting to fight back. And I think we need to reclaim our sovereignty, particularly over these massive areas where there's unfunded mandates and the federal government is expecting state governments to foot the bill.
Representative Shea, specifically, what is the bill that you've got going through the House there in Washington? What does it state?
Well, what we're trying to do is send a message to Barack Obama, and I'm going to be general unless you want me to read excerpts of it, which I don't have up yet. But
Whatever you'd like.
We're sending a message to Barack Obama, the President of the United States, that we are a sovereign state and we want to be treated as such, and that bills like No Child Left Behind and some of the stuff from the previous administration that has come down with a lot of requirements for state and local governments to implement without any funding sources for it, we're not going to take that anymore. I think that it was a very interesting development in California this morning, where the Los Angeles County has told the state of California that if you're not going to send our money back to us, that we're not going to send you the tax revenues that we're collecting. I think this is highlighting what's really turning into, quite frankly, a crisis throughout the United States of funding at the local levels. Taxpayers can't foot the bill anymore. We can't take any more new unfunded mandates and then taxes to follow on after they realize that the programs can't be funded. So,
well, I mean, that's bad enough, but you've probably seen some of the other bills in Oklahoma and in New Hampshire in places where they're saying we're not going to allow gun confiscation. They've introduced bills to ban all semi-autos, as you know. They've introduced bills to register all Americans, to do federal psychological testing. Obama's new AG argued before the Supreme Court for the D.C. gun ban, so he believes a total ban is the Second Amendment. They've openly introduced bills for a domestic security force under Obama's control. I mean, I feel like I woke up in Stalinist Russia.
It sure sounds like it. And, and then to have this Newsweek cover say we are all socialists now this morning, when I saw that, I just that came out of my chair. I think right now, we're in a crisis. I think as state legislators throughout the country, it's incumbent upon us to take the message of what's happening in our states and our local governments and take it to the President of the United States and say enough is enough. We're not going to take this anymore. Interestingly, too, Washington State came in under the same compact that Montana did when it became a state back in the late 1800s. And as part of that compact, we have in our state constitution that we have the right to bear arms in defense of ourselves. And it's a lot more specific than the federal constitution is. And I know there's a lot of folks here that are very worried about some legislation coming down. There's been, as you well know, runs on ammunition and guns in sporting goods stores all over the country, but especially in Washington as well. So I think this is one of those times in American history where people are starting to wake up, and one of the other reasons for my bill was to help wake people up to this issue.
Well, Representative Shea, if you can stay with us, I know you're very busy. I'd like to ask you about 10 more minutes of questions after the break. Can you do that?
Perfect.
Okay, good. This is the battle for the Republic. This is the time to put up or shut up. Bush tripled the size of government. Now Obama is building FEMA camps. Okay, I mean, we're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. There's no more time to screw around or suck our thumbs. Defend the Republic or America goes down. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This whole week, we've got state reps on who've introduced the bills that are co-sponsors to it. And I'm looking at the New Hampshire one right here. It says if gun confiscation starts or martial law is established, the state's not going along with it. This is one of our only hopes. Talking to state representative who's put together this bill in Washington State today, State Representative Matt Shea. Matt, did you know the National Security Council is now basically going to take over every federal agency outside of Congress, and that in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, it states that the governors will serve at the pleasure of the president during emergencies, will be dual-hatted officers, and that they're deploying 20,000 combat troops, they say, for riot control and crowd control. So, I mean, when you add all of that in, this is very sinister.
It is very sinister, and I think it comes on the heels of a rider to the fiscal year 2007 Defense Authorization Act, which gave the president the ability to federalize National Guard troops without gubernatorial consent in the case of a quote, national emergency. And, you know, again, a very loosely defined term, which for a lot of us here in Washington State is very concerning.
In fact, in there, it's that nexus is in with Presidential Decision Directive 51 that states for any emergency, including economic or any other designated by the president. So that could be anything.
It could be anything. And, you know, for instance, if unemployment continues to rise, as many are predicting it's going to, and there are some folks that are unhappy about that on the streets of Washington and the streets of other states in the union. Is that a national emergency, and are troops going to be called out to take care of those folks, or, you know, exactly what does that mean? And many of us haven't got a straight answer when we've asked that question. So,
what are other representatives saying, and what chance does this bill have of passing?
Well, we're trying to get it a hearing right now, and that's the first step in the process. And a lot of the press coverage is putting pressure on the chairman of the committee to help hear this bill. But right now, so far, we haven't had any luck getting it a hearing. But it has been absolutely overwhelming, the amount of emails we've received from all over the United States, the amount of phone calls as well. It's been very encouraging. So the people want to see this thing heard. It's the question of does a Democratic majority here in the state of Washington want to hear this bill?
Well, the good news is, if this tyranny continues to unfold, the pressure will mount with the states. And some states, as you know, like Oklahoma, have passed these resolutions saying no to the New World Order, no to tyranny, no to the FEMA camps, no to the gun confiscation. And so that is legitimizing the general public speaking out against it. And more people are now looking into it. So we're looking at something exponential. So it's good that you've gotten it written, that you have it waiting to try to get it out there on the floor. And as you said, people overwhelmingly know what's going on. I mean, record gun sales by 45%. The previous record, according to FBI instant background checks, which are really instant registration, shows a 45% increase according to any other previous record. And the people snatching the firearms and ammo off the shelves only seems to be accelerating.
It really does. And in the state of Washington, the east part of the eastern part of Washington state is extremely conservative. And the western part of the state, at least in the Seattle area, is obviously very liberal. And the folks over there in eastern Washington, which is where I'm from, near Spokane, you know, they're really concerned about this, and they're voting with their pocketbooks and their feet and going to the sports stores and taking ammunition in boxes as they can. And I think that underscores a concern of a lot of the general public on some of these very socialistic programs that are coming down. And I would actually start to use the word communism, because it really is what it is. You know, trying to take over nationalized banks, trying to nationalize different areas of industry, trying to implement this draconian climate change legislation, which is starting to happen here in Washington state, is just, it really isn't about the environment. It's not about anything more than control.
Speaking of that, if you go to whitehouse.gov, he has announced what he said he would do through his White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, having local pastors lead governmental committees to, quote, promote solutions to climate change. That means the carbon tax, the cap and trade tax, the taxes on what industry and business is left. And he's talking about this million-man domestic army. I mean, it's one thing for us to talk about how control freaks were planning this. It's another thing to see it happening. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely, I can. There have been three bills introduced in the state of Washington, and there has been close conversation between Governor Gregoire here in Washington and Barack Obama's administration on these issues. And I'll give you just a flavor for what this means. Their own numbers, their people testified before one of the committees that I sit on, Ecology and Parks, and said that this is going to cost the average low-income family $750 per family per year in additional higher energy costs and higher costs and products. And that's their numbers. I would probably double them as a conservative estimate to give you a real picture of what that's going to cost the average family. And that's their people saying it.
Sorry, go ahead.
And well, I was just going to say, on top of that, one of the bills they introduced, House Bill 1718 here in Washington state, was going to impose rent control, was going to stipulate when you sold your property that you had to offer the government a first right of refusal if you were within a certain square mile of a transportation hub. You could go on and on about this stuff, but the bottom line is it's going to cost businesses, it's going to cost consumers, and quite honestly, it's going to shut this nation down as far as manufacturing is concerned, in my opinion.
Now, this is on top of the fact that for decades the globalists paid companies to offshore. Our industry's basically gone. The retail industry, the service industry's imploding. And now in the midst of all of this, they're going to bring in all these new taxes, animal ID, premises ID. What's their goal? Destroy free enterprise?
Well, their goal, again, I think, is control. I don't think it has anything to do with you know, protecting the environment or preventing, you know, diseases among animals. I think it's about control, bottom line.
Have you seen, I can dig it out by the number if you'd like it, have you seen the bill they've introduced to build FEMA camps? And if you read the language, it's the training I witnessed the military doing years ago and warned the public. Now it's in a bill to build FEMA camps that have brigs on them, and the local pastors help organize it, and then the local police and others through the threat integration centers basically move in under NORTHCOM with FEMA camps. So total federalization, taking over every facet of society, using transportation corridors is in other bills. You mentioned that at your state level, where they claim they control everything off of highways. Can you speak to what this looks like?
Well, I am aware of what you're talking about with the FEMA camps. What's very and most particularly disturbing about that is that they're going to be on former military bases, and they're going to use those bases to do that. A ton of people have expressed their concerns that what they're really building are prison camps. I think you're just speaking to that right now. In addition to that, and there's some very eerie similarities between using pastors to pacify people now, as happened in Nazi Germany. And I've done some research on that. There was a paper done by the Office of Strategic Services, the forerunner of the CIA, back at that time, on how the Germans and the Nazi Party, in particular, took the churches and turned them into a vehicle to help pacify people and bring them along with their agenda. And I think it's very scary that that's what's being mentioned right now. As some people say, there's nothing new under the sun.
Well, sir, I'm glad you're so informed. That's why we're having all these state reps on this week. And let's just keep it into next week. Let's just keep having them on, because there's hundreds of great men and women like yourself, representative, who are saying this. And as we talk to them, it seems we're all on the same page from history. And I notice your degree is in history, so it's great to talk to somebody who is informed. 3 years ago, another host on this network, Pastor Butch Paul, was sent secret FEMA documents. Then I had the pastor on, then another pastor sent me the same documents, hundreds of pages. We didn't know he was already under surveillance, so they came to him and threatened him afterwards. And they had 13,000 preachers covertly hired then to train their flocks for gun confiscation, forced inoculation, to go into the camps. Then Obama and Emanuel have announced that indeed they're doing this. It's on the White House website today, and they've doubled the number to 26,000. And now we have mainstream media reports saying, oh, the pastors are getting us ready for martial law. It's a good thing. Do what they say when the crisis comes and everything will be all right. Were you aware of those FEMA documents?
I was not aware of those particular FEMA documents. However, pastors, at least in the state of Washington, and I'm not going to name them for the reasons you stated, are aware that about this type of use of pastors to pacify the people. And they are very concerned about it, number one. And number two, they are prepared to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ even in that scenario. And I'll just leave it at that.
Well, since we've got a few more minutes with you, John, pull up the newscast, and I'm just going to play a 30 seconds so he can hear this. I'm going to give him the title. This was one out of Louisiana, but we have other newscasts and reports. Now, understand, this is a year and a half after I got secret documents. John, do you have that for the state rep? He's pulling it up right now. Before I play this short clip, any other key points you'd like to add? How do we, folks all around the country, how do we support you? How do we call the state house? Do we call newspapers? Do we demand they cover this? Because, you know, to the general public, I talk about this and some still snicker and giggle. But I mean, now that the Wall Street Journal called for a world government last week, or the Financial Times of London admitted we're going to have a world government run by a few private banks, I think people are finally starting to wake up. In fact, we found the clip, and then I want you to, in summation, close with how we help you. Representative Shea, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to have the video as well, but for radio listeners, here's the audio. She says, well, martial law Start it over. Will martial law ever be declared? Here it is.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate, get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
All right, it goes on from there, and they talk about Romans 13, Hitler's favorite quote. Representative, your response to that?
It's shocking, and it's, you know, I think it underscores the concerns that we've been talking about for the last 10 minutes. People need to wake up. They need to call, you know, they need to call their media sources. They need to call their legislators. Here in the state of Washington, the legislative hotline is 1-800-562-6000. And the chair of the committee where at least this joint memorial is up before is Representative Hunt's committee, Sam Hunt. And they need to let their legislators know that they've had enough. This is looking too much like the precursor to Nazi Germany and communist Russia, and that they want to have their legislators do something about it and reclaim sovereignty for states specifically and for the individuals on the ground that are paying taxes. So
please give that phone number out again and the name of the chairman of the committee.
Yeah, the name of the chairman is Representative Sam Hunt, and the phone number again is 1-800-562-6000. And also, if anybody wants to reference the paper that I referred to earlier from the Office of Strategic Services, it's called The Nazi Master Plan, Annex 4, The Persecution of Christian Churches.
Absolutely. And, of course, the Senator Dodd 68 Gun Control Act was copied completely, but two words were changed from German because that Senator Dodd, not the current one, the other one, had been in the Nuremberg trials as a lawyer. So our gun laws are Nazi.
Yes, and I think there's a very famous quote from Hitler about that if you take away guns from the people, they really can't resist anymore. And a lot of folks don't understand that we have more than three checks and balances. There's more than just the legislative, judicial, and executive branch in our government. The fourth check and balance is a well-armed people.
It is the cartridge box. We have the ballot box, the grand jury box, the jury box, and the cartridge box. And I got a family. I got a nice life. I don't want it to become physical. But this just isn't socialism or communism. This appears to be the most classic form of hardcore tyranny.
It really does. It really does. And there, you know, and your listeners need to know there are a lot of state legislators that are very concerned. You're going to hear about more from them later this week. But there are a lot of state legislators that are concerned about this, and people are starting to wake up and do something about it.
Representative Shea, in closing, we really want to stay in touch with you as this develops. By the very nature of this being so over the top, I think that's what takes people back and they just have trouble believing it. But I'm just glad that you're here and that you're following the oath you gave when you were in the Army as an officer and that you're following the oath you gave as a state rep. And would you like to declare here on record in the spirit of 1776 that you're going to defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic?
I'm going to defend the Republic from enemies, all enemies, foreign and domestic.
All right. God bless you, and we're with you, sir.
God bless you. Thank you for having me on.
Take care. Yeah, this is gut check time, folks. This is real. This is real. We're going to have state rep after state rep after state rep on telling you this is the classic attack pattern of not just a tyranny, of a mass extermination tyranny. It has a signature. It has a wavelength. It has an architecture. This is the most tyrannical architecture we've ever seen. It's not just like a Nazi one or a Soviet one. It is the most vicious attack profile we've ever seen. The most sneaky, the most backstabbing, the most duplicitous. Joey V, our new producer, first. Oh, we don't even have a camera set up in here because we know we're going to have a guest. Okay, we've got it over here. Joey V is one of my new producers. We got two producers. We're starting Jason Burmes' show coming up here in a few weeks.
Glad to be here, Alex.
It's good to have you here. We're going to come back in the final segment.
All right.
And we are going to get into the FEMA camp you went over and visited over in Highland Mall and some drills you saw going on over there.
Right.
You just happened to run into it this weekend. Before I do that, before we go to break, again, it is sponsors that make this transmission possible, and I want you to know about MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice, storms. And, folks, I'm telling you, you need to visit MySolarBackup.com. You get your emergency power backup kit, which consists of a power source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. And it's a great unit from our great sponsors at Solution for Science. The website is mysolarbackup.com. Great unit. Get a bunch of them and run your whole house, or just get one. It'll run quite a few things. Go check it out on their website, 877-327-0365 or mysolarbackup.com. That's 877-327-0365. Get geared up. Get ready today. Get sovereign. They're blowing out the economy to make you destitute so they can control you. They want to institutionalize you and put a bullet in a lot of our heads. Stay with us.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutriMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
The rebroadcast airs on AM and FMs all over the country throughout the day and night. Restreams on the internet start in about 5 minutes at InfoWars.com with Lindsey Williams, Dr. Jerome Corsi, and others. And Joey V is our new producer. We also have Rob Dew out there doing producing. They're also double teaming, learning how to do the board hopping. Well, they already know how to do that, but on this system. And look, a few months ago we learned they had taken over a part of the Highland Mall FEMA had for Hurricane Ike. But then after it left, they stayed there, and it's in the bills. They're building these FEMA community centers that then liaison out of the camp. And I've had people call me say there's people in handcuffs. They're doing drills of arrest, drills of sending people in there. And we've shown some video that folks shot locally, the cops and security guards saying get back, and Homeland Security buses. I didn't send Joey V out there. In the future, we will have him actually being a reporter as well. But he just took a photo on his iPhone and saw what he thought was a movie being shot out there. So just briefly tell folks, because every time I talk about this, I get emails saying I'm a liar. It's not there. They go on my message board and say I'm a liar. We know it's PSYOPs, but tell us what you saw.
Well, I was out there probably about 2 months ago, and I thought they were actually doing like a film, some sort of a movie production deal that was going on. You see the white trucks everywhere, and it was kind of crazy because my wife and I, we were just going to the mall, and the parking was extremely limited because they took, I would say, about a quarter of the whole parking lot of the whole mall doing all this other
stuff. And they're still out there, by the way.
And there's people, you know, they had numbers on them and signs and all this other stuff, people sitting on the sidewalk. And then we went back this weekend, and there's a bunch of FEMA vehicles still out there. You know, the big trucks.
Oh, yeah, no. They took over part of the mall, too, the buildings. And see, it all sounds reasonable. Oh, the Army's going to help with car wrecks. Oh, right. The Marines are going to help with DWIs. Oh, you know, but see, FEMA doesn't leave after they, and they admit they're setting them up everywhere.
Oh, they're there. They've got orange cones everywhere out there.
Well, we got video of it. We can put it on screen, but people still don't believe us. Right. They just say we're making it. We just had a state rep on.
Yeah, tell you everybody. Drive over there and see it. Plain as day.
Well, it's clearly PSYOPs that go on the website. I mean, here's an example of PSYOPs. I meant to get to this today. I'll get to it tomorrow. It's still burning in China, a 44-story building, just like Building 7,
right.
And nothing's collapsed. I mean, it's got like 200-foot flames shooting out of it. And then the first comment in here, the Pentagon admits they have all these PSYOPs and private corporations doing it. He says, in the 70s, buildings did not use chemical coating called monocoat. If you drive into a parking garage, you can see gray fur on the load-bearing members. It's the monocoat. It's fire retardant used on metal and concrete. Oh, really? We've had the NIST report, and we've had Underwriting Laboratories' own report. That thing was overbuilt with fireproofing and had more added in 99. We believe that was the explosive thermite added. They admit they used a new experimental thing to later detonate it. But see how the disinfo operates?
Yeah.
And then it says, apparently, it did not retard the fires as the entire building was consumed. What kind of doublethink is that? You've been called, the next person says, but they're on there. And they're on there saying this FEMA thing isn't out there.
No, it's out there, and there's even signs out there that say do not drive past this point. It's on the cones. So they're there.
Man, I tell you, so what's it like after a week working here?
It's fun, man. You know, a lot of information, a lot of stuff. You get to see, I've never been through all of this before. I've never known about this sort of information before, but you start noticing things, and it's like, oh, wait a minute. You start
scratching
your head.
So just in a week being here, you hear the news here, then you go out and see it in the real world.
Yeah.
And that verifies it for you. Oh, well, plus, you're getting a lot of the news now. You're seeing all this.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of emails, joeyv@infowars.com.
All right. We'll have you be a bigger part of the show, as well as Rob Dew and everybody else, as well as the Hoosh. We have a lot of work to do around here. Paul Hartman. And David and everybody else that's in there. Jaron, we're going to have a show with a bunch of mics with all you in here. Maybe all of you co-hosts with me someday, but you can't clown too much. Can't clown. Hey, it's great to have you on board.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, man.
Glad
to be here.
You bet. Great to have you on board with us. All right, we are out of here. Rebroadcast starts now with key information at the very start about the Garden Still shot killing people. You'll want to join us. Infowars.com and the streams or the free podcast. Bye, and adios.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.